You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Take one.
Stephen and Dana, and we're in the room.
This is the end of year cheer. I wish I had a glass of champs or at Prosecco at the very least.
I wish I had a glass half full of anything.
Welcome to the end of the year.
This year kind of flew, right?
Did 2021 fly by because we were having fun? Does that saying hold up? Or were we distracted?
Maybe.
Like, what was happening? Why is it December
already? I think
there
was a relief. We started the year with a big, like, shoulders down moment after a long 4 years plus year of COVID of, like, shoulders up at our ears.
So we started shoulders down, but also I would like to add a roll your sleeves up.
Yeah, big time.
Mentality.
Big time.
Yes. There's some choreography there.
Now somebody is driving the car and we can put out the fires. Or at least start to.
I came back. I was in Wisconsin January, February, March.
Right.
And half of April. And then I came back to New York.
And everyone started to get vaccinated.
Yes. Exactly.
And then everyone was like, summer is on.
It kind of felt like the party's back in town.
And then that was no longer the case. By end of summer, Delta was...
Yeah.
Around and here and
this recap of 2021 is journalistic.
Yeah. Ooh, it's the morning show, which I started watching and got really into.
Yeah, it's an interesting piece of television. And then Broadway came back in quotes in September officially.
Yeah, the same day I tested positive for COVID. Yeah.
Yes. Big day in your house. I don't know what else to say. Hacks got me through this year, for sure. Jean Smart.
This was the year of Jean Smart for you, for sure.
Sure, absolutely.
Nothing took up more of your time this year than Jean Smart.
100%. She was my cross stitch.
She was your cross stitch. She was your sourdough starter.
Yeah. She was my sourdough starter. I hate you. That's so funny. Oh my God, that's so funny. What else? Oh, wait, we added to our family a new little baby nephew, and I'm there with them right
now. How is he?
In New Hampshire. He is such a slug, and I say that with love. Like, he's...
I'm sorry, continue.
He's a lump. Uh-huh. He's a lump. He's very quiet. He loves to sleep and eat, and that's it. And poop, but, like, sleep and eat.
Well, he's
really
a crab.
Good. He's really good. Yeah. He's big and bodacious.
How is he similar and how is he different from his brother?
He's all different from Harrison.
All different. Harrison was an Energizer bunny from day one.
Yeah, and like kind of scrawny and squirrely and wasn't good at eating or sleeping, like any of those things. And River's just nailing it. And he's also like big and like... he's the dude. He is Jeff Bridges in The Big Lebowski. Whereas Harrison is more of a little, like, I don't know, Macaulay Culkin. Do you know what I mean?
Does Harrison love him?
He does group hugs a lot. He likes to bring us all in. Yeah, he aggressively loves his brother River. Aggressively. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
And we've been doing, like, sledding days up here. It's very snowy.
That video is out of control. Yeah.
It's been fun.
How are mom and dad?
Great. They're great. They're stir crazy, I'm sure. But, yeah. It's all good.
God, I'm so glad you were able to get there and get there safely and responsibly.
Yeah. How has your past few days been, past December?
Well, Queen, funny you should ask about my last couple of days.
Since we last spoke.
We have a bit of a podcast announcement.
We do the wee-oo, wee-oo. Breaking news. Breaking news on CNN.
Breaking news, whatever. Long story short, I started a new career path, sticking pins in other career paths, and I'm going down the wardrobe route.
Yes!
And I am a dresser. I have been dressing, I guess since, well, was supposed to be September, got COVID, so October, and I've been a busy bee ever since, and Sunday, what day was that? The 26th, if you're paying attention, day after Christmas, yeah. Day after Christmas, I'm sitting on my couch, it's about 12:30, 12:45, I have a dumpling in my mouth.
So you're happy.
Hey, Wayne!
Hey, Wayne, he says.
On my couch, in these clothes, eating a dumpling. Phone rings. Wardrobe supervisor, come from away. Mm-hmm. Get here now.
No.
I said, fastest I can be there is an hour. Fast I can be there is an hour. Knowing I could probably do it in 45.
Yeah.
She said, okay. So I put all the dumplings in my mouth and threw on some clothes and ran out the door.
Yeah.
And I get down there, not knowing what I'm walking into.
Have you ever
worked? I texted her on the train. I've learned it. I have never done it.
Oh.
So I get on the train and I realize, how many shows are there today? So I go online as if to buy tickets and I see that there are two shows. I ask her, one or two today? She's like, both, please. Great, no problem. Get into the building, I get tested immediately and go out into the house and I see that they are in full rehearsal. And I see that there are people on stage that I've never seen before. And that is when I look at the in-out sheet and I see that we have 8 swings on.
That's a whole playground.
Cast of 12, there are 6 men, 6 women. All 6 women were out, and 2 men were out. So all the swings were on, plus one of the girls from the tour just happened to be in town for the holiday.
No.
The Jen Colella track, the Beverly Bass.
The lead, pilot. One would say.
One would, in a largely ensemble piece, one would say the lead of the ensemble. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know. Sure, Broadway debut. Walked in the building at 11 a.m. She'd never been in the theater. Places call. She didn't know how to get to stage right.
Nope.
She said, how do you get to stage right?
Oh my god.
It was the most insane day I've ever had, and it was fabulous.
Steven.
First of all, everyone nailed it. Everyone on stage nailed it. I didn't fuck up. And we did two. We did two fucking shows just like that. And then we did two more the next day. Sunday, Monday. Four shows. Eight swings.
What a thrill.
In a show with six swings on payroll. That's Broadway math for you. This is why artists don't count.
During a week when swings were front and center on social media.
Oh, it was rad. Oh my God. People were thrilled, particularly after Charlotte St. Martin's choice words.
Yes.
You know, some people thought it was a planned thing, and a response to her was to do a show with every swing. Mm-mm. Which I guess isn't a terrible idea, but is also a wildly misinformed idea. So it was wild. And after the show last night, we're like up on the men's floor, and we all just kind of started walking a little slower, and we looked at each other and said, "What did we just do? What did we just do?" It all kind of hit our bodies at the same time that we moved a mountain.
Oh my God.
We moved an actual mountain.
I have a question. For this particular experience these past couple days, are you following one track and like one actor?
No, I come from away. I'm stage left.
You are stage
so
left.
So anything that happens, stage left. Hi, Evan.
Hi, Evan, he says.
Hi, how are you?
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. I see the lips.
He can't hear you because I have headphones on.
But he could lip read the mazel tov?
Yeah, and he's like, mazel tov.
Yeah.
Atta boy.
That a
boy. He's reading actual lips right now. That is thrilling. I'm so proud of you. That's so exciting. Live theater. I miss it. I can't believe you're doing that. I can't believe that's your life right now.
Yeah, that's my life right now. On the other side of that very high,
yes.
There is the low. I've also been working a lot at The Lion King, and we had to cancel a bunch of shows, including both today, and that's hard. It's hard that... And we were talking about this at the theater yesterday. It's... The first time around, everyone was in the same boat. Everything got shut down. Everybody was screwed. Everyone was displaced. This time around, there's no common denominator. There's no blanket protocol across all the theaters. Every theater tests differently.
Sure.
And
well, and then Lion King is Disney, which is a whole other conglomerate.
Entity, yeah. And listen, the protocols I have seen at any theater I've been in over the last 3 months have been top notch, no messing around.
Yeah,
this is not a lack of precaution problem. This is not a lack of doing the right thing happening. This is COVID. So it's hard to see when you are doing your show, like there's a guilt to it because you know that you have other friends who can't go do their show. It's a weird emotional place to sit.
Well, you're dabbling in a bunch of different shows.
Yeah, I'm flying all over the place.
So what else have you done? What other shows are you on?
I'm wrapping up some work at the Met. I've been doing a bunch of opera lately. So that's been cool. We're doing Cinderella right now, which is fun.
It was your famous, first word.
My famous first word. And then who knows? Life of a swing, right?
Oh.
Wait for Broadway to call. That's my big, like, recent update.
Yeah.
I've been very busy, learning a new job and learning that new job in a lot of new capacities for a lot of different people and, showing up at the last minute. It's exhilarating, and those are the stories you remember, right?
Yeah.
No one talks about the Tuesday night where no one called out and the show was tight and no problems.
Yeah. Do you feel like a doctor?
You know, that's...
Like being on call?
I'm marrying a doc.
Do Do you have a beeper?
Oh my god, I wish. I wish I had a Broadway beeper.
Let us dive
play our annual
dive
game.
Dive right into our annual end of year game.
This game needs its own theme song. It needs like a really... And your host, Merv Griffin!
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da,
dee-doo-doo. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, with the flashlights.
Yeah.
Going and all of that.
So basically, it's called, What Were You Doing On...
October 20th.
October 20th. And it's basically one basket of every month of the year, and then another basket with every date of the year. And we pick one of each and see what we were doing on that day. It's thrilling. And I'm
It's thrilling.
You can play along.
This year will be extra thrilling because during COVID, I was not busy enough to maintain any sort of day planner. So I only have an actual calendar for October, November, December, and will be using my email to supplement the rest of the year.
And I famously use my iPhone calendar for every day.
For go to CVS.
Go to CVS.
Take a shower.
Take a shower. Eat pizza. So we'll have a great opportunity here.
It'll be fun. Dana, this will be the part where you edit a lot of dead air.
Yeah. I know how to do my job, you absolute queen.
Okay, I did your job recently, and you dug it, so you're welcome.
Yeah, it was very good. I loved last week's episode, last month's episode. Well, actually, I pulled in October. Okay?
Oh, no. This could go a lot of ways.
And it's going to be October 15th, everyone.
Oh, my God, I... Fucking knew it.
October 15th.
Fucking knew it.
It was a Friday.
It was a Friday. God damn it, Dana. Okay, listen, I was off that day, which was an intentional day off, because the day before was very high stakes, shall we say?
So I needed the
just-in-case crash day.
I have in my calendar Steven at 1:45.
Oh, did I come see you?
Was that the day? What happened?
It was the day after I saw Dana H. So I may have come to your office to pick something up or drop something off to you. Oh, I was dropping off your Dana H tickets.
That's
for Karen Mann.
Right. Because we weren't recording.
I saw Dana H. the night before. I picked up your tickets from her, and we figured out a time to meet. Friday was my day off. I came down to give them to you.
Literally, that's the date that I picked for right now. We saw each other. Yeah.
Come on.
And then I have a note, bring back Diet Cokes from our office. I was like, grab two from the fridge. And then I wrote, I made spaghetti and meatballs. Wait.
It says no invitations.
Wait. Spaghetti and meatballs is what I made. I'm so embarrassing. I embarrass myself.
Oh, shit. Pick another one.
All right, let's do another one. I'm going to keep October out because I'm not going to...
I can't believe you picked October 15th.
Okay, the next one is... Oh, November.
Oh my god.
November and
November 16th. Katie Thompson's birthday. November 16th, I was dressing Turandot at the Met.
Steven, that's really impressive because I went to go pick up shaving cream from some house in Astoria because I'm on the Buy Nothing Astoria Facebook group, and someone was getting rid of 9 canisters of the Barbasol shaving cream, And I was like, those are mine. I want those. She's like, come and pick them up. And I was like, when do you want me? It was November 16th.
Wow.
I have a thrilling life, if anyone has any questions, further questions. All right, one more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, September.
Ooh, that's an email search.
September. Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
Do-do-do.
September 4th.
September 4th, before Broadway was back. Is that not going to work? Oh, maybe it will.
Searching your email.
Searching my email. Hold on. Do-do-do. Do-do-do. Okay, September what?
4th.
September 4th? Okay, here we are. Here we are. Here we are. September 5th, September 4th. Third dose available now for eligible people.
Oh, we're just going to read your emails. I cannot with you. I hate this. People have turned off.
I made plans to see Tony Roberts.
Oh.
Someone reached out to me on Ancestry.com claiming to be a relative.
I'm dying. That's a big day, actually.
Let's see. Wait. Oh, I have a WordPress receipt for... I'll link to that. And my Venmo August 2021 transaction history.
Oh, my God. I took a Mark Fisher class. Still doing homebody.
A Saturday? I was still unemployed. I had my first dates, like, on the calendar. They were coming up. Unemployment ended on the
6th. Oh.
So I was probably, like, it was the last check. It was, everything was falling into place at the last second. Not unlike the last 2 days.
You were scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
I want to do one more. Can we do one more?
Can we do one more?
Can we do one more? And I want to, like, try to pick a beginning of the year. Nope. Okay. Have to do it again. Frick. June. Is that good enough?
Yeah.
June. June 21st.
June 21st.
Ancestry.com.
Somebody with that birthday. Ancestry.com.
I have follow-up questions. Like, was it real?
I think so. He followed me on Instagram.
Whatever.
I think he works at Square.
Oh my God, this is a big day.
The 12th? Okay, June 20th. 21st.
21st. It's a Monday.
I inverted the numbers. Okay, tell me about your Monday. I'm almost there.
Okay. I had to move my car by 9:30. And I have a note that it's on Crescent behind our place, closer to 23rd Avenue. Because, like, if you have a car, you forget where you parked your car. I don't understand how people own things.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. I'm glad I don't have it anymore.
You have to put a beeper on it.
Beeper. I worked that day. I drank a lot of water. I posted Xander's labia Luke on... at Labia Lukes on Instagram. This is a big,
great,
you know, breaking news. That's me. Okay. And then I edited our podcast.
Yes!
Proof. The proof is in the pudding.
Proof. Edit podcast. I ordered cat food and cat litter. What else? Oh, here's the Broadway briefing from that day. I'm sure that's interesting.
What were they briefing?
Just the daily news. Yeah, I know. I started to scroll through it and realized, no. I got an appointment reminder from my doctor's office.
Do-do-do.
Do-do-do. Do-do-do. I got an invoice for my rent.
Wow. I promise.
And that's it. What day of the week is it? I mean, that was peak. Like, we had just gotten our vaccines, right, in March. April, May, June. Like, it was summer. People were starting to do summer things, and I don't do summer things. And I was in that weird, but aren't we supposed to be staying inside thing?
That's a thing.
And then everyone wasn't staying inside because they could be outside, but I didn't want to be outside because it was too hot.
Yep.
So I really probably wasn't doing much other than emailing my doctor and ordering cat litter. Another winter in a summer town.
Listeners, we apologize and we promise that the end of 2022
will be so much better. I got my Moleskine 2022 Pro Planner.
I swear to God.
It's so good. This is going to be...
This was the pits.
Right now it looks so new and crisp. It's going to look like the original Bible by the end of the year.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm glad you got a full one.
It's going to look like the actual Declaration of Independence, which I saw for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And listen, I know that it is a 300-year-old document.
Oh, you saw it with your eyes.
I saw it with my eyes.
I thought you meant it was a show. I'm like, what?
No, I saw it with my eyeballs. And can I tell you
yes.
that even knowing how old that piece of paper is, I was surprised at its condition. That ink is so faded, and that paper is so... That paper, that parchment, that hide mm-hmm. is so parched. You just want to, like, slather it in some Nivea. Like a really dried sponge on the side of the sink, and then you run it underwater, and it just, like, fills with life.
Fills out, yeah.
That's what you want it to do, and obviously you can't do that. But it was striking. It was striking to see.
Where's it at? Oh, it's in D.C. You went to D.C.
We went to D.C. to see A Strange Loop.
You went to D.C. I knew that, but I...
Coming to Broadway, spring 2022.
I hadn't spoken to you since then.
Yeah, it was rad. I'd never been to D.C. For more than an afternoon.
Cool.
And we did 3.5 days. It was really great. It was really great. Lots of walking. I actually just looked at my step count from D.C. and it was intense. It was intense.
Amazing.
But so beautiful. So nice to be somewhere where nothing can be very high and everything is made of marble.
Things can't be very high? For what reason?
Nothing can be higher than the Capitol. Except for the National Monument.
Is that just a rule? Just a fun rule?
It's a D.C. rule.
It's a D.C.
Yeah,
rule.
It's a D.C. ordinance.
Seems a bit dramatic, but okay.
I mean, it's the fucking Capitol. What do you want to... On that note, on a patriotic note...
Oh, we do want to say we are going to take January off...
Oh, right, we're doing a dry January to, really try to figure out now that boosters are around. We're going to kind of take some temperatures and see what our pinned guest list looks like and feels about getting back in the room safely and if and how that could be possible. And
We have a few L.A. people assessing. That we could still, you know, do virtually, so we could do them, but we just want to regroup a little bit and we will see you in February.
Yeah, figure out a consistent approach factoring in COVID getting better and COVID getting worse.
Yep. All those things. What a
yeah.
grand time.
Some housekeeping. Very happy New Year, Dane.
Happy New Year.
I'll see you on the other side of it. I can't believe I haven't seen you since before Thanksgiving.
Carolina change? Is that possibly?
Oh, shit. October? Since I handed you those tickets?
No. I think it was maybe Carolina change or...
Caroline was before I handed you those tickets.
Anyway. See you on the other side, babe.
See you on the other side. Bye.
Bye.
I started really high. Yeah. I found it and I went with it. Bye.
Bye.
In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.